Blog Talk Radio.
You have tuned in to another episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir, psychic medium Sherry, Joe Pinohu, and Joel Walling. Stay tuned as we enter into the world of the paranormal, but also step outside the box a bit and discuss current events. Great conversation among friends. Time once again to tune into another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Jason Ophir, as always, with the talented, beautiful, psychic medium Sherry. We're having some technical problems with the Blog Talk site, so hopefully this comes across. But Sherry, what have you been up to? We haven't been on in a couple weeks.
I'm just doing readings, doing a lot of readings and bodybuilding, and what else am I doing? Oh my gosh, just pretty much about that and staying home.
I'm doing bodybuilding, too, except my bodybuilding is a little bit different. I'm building my body with fat.
Okay.
It's a little different.
I kind of blew it for a couple months and just kind of, not depressed or anything, but just been so busy doing readings. And by the time I get done, and I'm just I don't want to do any more, so, you know, I just relax, you know, watch TV, well, not TV, I don't have TV, but watch cable a little bit, or Netflix, and I'm done, yeah. So, yeah.
Well, I've been not working and enjoying not having to deal with the stresses and anxieties of work, and just kind of been enjoying myself. Part of me wants to talk about a couple pet peeves I have that have really pissed me off the last 2 weeks. I don't know if I want to go into it because it's kind of stupid.
Go for it. This is our show.
This is our forum to discuss things that piss off Jason Ophir. Well, I have to say,
a little,
aside from being in chronic pain, everything hurts like we were talking about before the show, which is exceedingly annoying. One thing in particular that really has irritated me the last 2 weeks is, now you know I'm an avid gambler, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I enjoy is I don't particularly enjoy going to casinos because it's just like a super spreader COVID site, and I just don't think the casinos pay real well. So what I've done over the past decade is going to the Oregon Lottery, you know, where you go into the bars and you have the slot machines and stuff like that. That's kind of been my gig the last 10 years. And my pet peeve with the whole thing is I'm not upset about the fact that you just lose ridiculous amounts of money and all that. You know, it's entertainment. It's very expensive entertainment. I enjoy it. Sometimes you go there and you see people, like, punch the machines, and you know they're just gambling their whole paycheck hoping to win, and it's kind of disturbing to see. But my pet peeve with the whole Oregon Lottery thing is pre-COVID, if you win a jackpot, if you win a jackpot prize on one of these slot machines, there's a couple ways to redeem your winning ticket. One is to mail it in, which I don't know that many people do because stuff always gets lost in the mail. But the other thing you could do is drive all the way down to Salem, Oregon, which is not close, and you can drive the next day after you win the ticket. You go down there, and within 5 minutes, you have a check. Well, things with COVID have changed, and now you can mail in your ticket, or you can just go down there and throw it in a drop box.
My frustration
with that is it takes weeks to cash in a ticket, even if you drop it in a drop box. It's, I mean, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It just sits down there in limbo forever. And then they mail it out, and you hope that it doesn't get lost in the mail.
Exactly.
And
that's what I was thinking.
It's ridiculous, because when you win, you want your money now. And it kind of shoots Oregon Lottery in the foot, too, because I'm sure the most people that have winnings just go back and put it back into the machine, which is what I do. The problem I have with it is I don't understand why they're not open. First of all, there's already a window there. You have no contact with the staff. You know, they could have put protocols in place to keep people separated or wait outside and do one at a time. But now they're totally shut down. The only way to do it is Dropbox or by mail. And what was irritating me about it was that if all the machines are open, businesses are open, it's safe enough to go gamble, but it's not safe enough to cash in your winnings, you know, your jackpot winnings. And I find that absolutely, completely ridiculous that you can't do that. And it's just a hassle. And they say on the website, oh, it usually takes a few days. No, man, this takes weeks. And I find it just one of the things that have irritated me the last 2 weeks was that. And yeah, so you know, I'm not working. I don't have a lot on my mind right now. So those kind of things really kind of piss me off.
Oh, wow.
There are worse troubles in the world, I know, but it's been getting under my skin.
Wow. Yeah. Joy. Yeah, it's weird how are things opening up? I haven't been on top of anything, but you know, my own little world, but are they opening up with everything kind of getting looser now?
Yeah, I mean, things are almost normal up here in the Portland area.
Really? I don't know. I haven't been up on that stuff.
Yeah, things are the risk level here went from extreme to, like, now it's moderate. So things are pretty much open to go about and do
your
business.
Are they limiting how many people can get in, like a restaurant?
There's still limits. I don't know what the occupancy limitations are, but you know, it doesn't seem to be inhibiting much anymore. Sounds like the vaccinations are amped up, and I think by May they're saying that anybody can go in and get their vaccination.
I don't know about that. See, I'm not. Yeah. Yeah, I had a couple of clients that are having really sick from the second vaccine.
And I know people as well that are sick, but I also know people that it didn't even register on their immune system. And I'm still just kind of a holding pattern on that. You know, not too thrilled about having relatively new untested or mildly tested technology injected into my system.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, wow. Oh. Geez, how are things going? I mean, a lot of people are in the hospital, or you haven't been working? You think a lot of the hospital workers are forced to go and do it, or they're going to opt out, or what do you think?
I haven't been keeping up on that. It's still, as far as I know, voluntary. I know a lot of healthcare workers are electing not to get vaccinated.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I've seen, well, I shouldn't say I've seen, I've been working, and I've heard of some people just having some crazy reactions to the vaccination.
Really? Wow.
I know of one there that was somebody that was having blood problems, and they had zero platelets after getting the vaccine. And we've heard of that a few times out there, and platelets are important because it's, you know, your whole clotting factor stuff, and if you don't have platelets, then, well, you pretty much just bleed out of everywhere. platelets are important.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you don't have any platelets, your blood vessels will start to bleed. You'll start getting, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, petechia or petechia, whatever, broken blood vessels under the skin. Your nose, eyes will start bleeding. It's pretty crazy. So platelets are important because that's what, you know, part of the whole clotting situation in the body.
But what I'm saying is the vaccines are causing that to not, the platelets are not functioning correctly. Is that what you're just saying?
Yeah, your body's not creating them, so you don't have any. And it's treatable. There was one semi-high-profile case, I believe in California. It was actually a doctor had the same thing happen, and I think that there were a few others. It's treated by getting platelet transfusions. But, yeah, I mean, it's very serious. You have to have platelets. I believe, I don't remember what the values are normally for platelets, but it's in the thousands. And you normally have thousands and then have zero or very low. You know, it's pretty it's dangerous. You basically, if you have no platelets and you cut your finger, you'll bleed to death from a cut. It just won't stop.
Jeez. So
that's
is that all the vaccines, whether it's Pfizer or Moderna, is just what happens to your body, huh?
I don't remember which one it was. You know, of course, it's extremely rare for something like that to happen. And honestly, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I mean, anytime you have a vaccine, people are always going to have weird stuff that happens. I mean,
mm-hmm,
our
mm-hmm.
bodies operate in different ways, and I've had an ass ton of vaccines, and I've never had any reaction to it. And, but this one, I think I'll wait on. And you know, I never got the flu shot either. So,
wow.
But that's what's going on.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, you'd be surprised how a lot of people are getting vaccinated, and everyone I've talked to had some reactions, from mild to major reactions after the second one. And I think that, you know, personally, I think when you have a vaccine like that, why is it going to give you, make you sick? And all? I don't think that's healthy.
I completely agree. You know, they say that, well, that's how you know the vaccine is working. If it makes you sick, it's activating your immune system, blah, 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 blah. I've never gotten sick from a vaccine. And to me, if something's making you sick, then that's obviously you've insulted your biology.
Yeah, your body's reacting for a reason. If it's reacting in a positive, negative way, then it's trying to fight something. You know, it's a foreign thing. It's foreign, and the reaction is not, you know, something's going on. So that's why I see that, you know, you have to think about what you're doing to yourself. And what really doesn't make any sense is the fact that you still have to be 6 feet away, which I understand, you know, keeping away from people and that kind of thing. But, you know, it doesn't absolve you from, you know, we talked about this before, but it doesn't absolve you from getting the from getting COVID. And I've read, too, that even after these people were vaccinated, they're still testing positive and still having the symptoms.
Yeah, that's becoming more and more prevalent. More people are reporting that they're getting sick, and the government or pharmaceutical companies says, well, if you can get it if you're fully vaccinated, but the symptoms won't be as bad, which may or may not be true. I'm not a virologist or vaccinologist. I don't know, but I don't know. The whole thing just seems totally sketchy to me, so...
Yeah. Well, you have to question everything. And, you know, I'm not trying to knock allopathic medicine. There's no way I'm not in any way, shape, or form, because allopathic medicine can be a lifesaver and can do us good. But there's that other part of it, too, is that reasonable that you have to be vaccinated and you're still getting it, just like the flu. You get yourself a flu shot, but it doesn't absolve you from getting the flu. So... you know, that's something that's personal. And to mandate that, I think that is going against your constitutional rights, personally.
I kind of think that we just have to keep our immune systems exercised. We have immune systems for a reason, you know, to fight these ever-evolving viruses and bacteria. And it's not like we're completely defenseless. And there will always be people that get extra sick and die. That's nature. I don't think we'll ever be able to completely eliminate all those pathogens. And, you know, if you want to be healthy, here's the trick, everyone. As disgusting as it is eat your boogers. I read that. There's actually supposedly science behind that, ingesting, because you're ingesting small amounts of bacteria and stuff like that. And then the other thing to maintain health is to, assuming you don't have any heart conditions, is to take hot baths, because that stimulates a fever state and activates your system. So hot baths and eating boogers, and you'll be fine.
Eat your boogers. You're going to be fine.
Here's the disclaimer, though. I'm not a doctor, so do your due diligence and research on it.
Yep, we talked about that a few, probably about a month ago when you and I were on, or 3 weeks ago. But, yeah, keeping your immune system and stay away from sick people. Very simple. Try and stay away from crowds. The only time I go into crowds is if I got to go to the store. But some people don't even want to go to the store. They'll have it delivered to their car.
I think that's a little extreme, but yeah, you definitely want to wear a mask. You know, there are people out there reporting that masks are useless. I would tend to disagree. Of course, I can't base my decision on any direct knowledge, but nor do I trust the CDC, but I think masks are highly advisable, and don't wear them under your nose like I see people do. But just being smart, you know, if you don't have to go out and be around a bunch of people, then don't. Like all these spring breakers in Florida that was causing such a stir recently. That's about the dumbest thing I ever heard.
What's the stir? Because they're not taking any precautions? They're just going by the seat of their pants kind of thing?
Yeah, I think they're raising some riots down there, you know, tens of thousands of people enjoying spring break. And I'm like, that's freaking stupid. Why would you do that?
Wow.
Why would you, I mean... People are just astonishing to me sometimes. There's a balance between being completely reckless and being overly protective. You got to find that healthy medium where you can still exist and operate in life, but yet don't put yourself in situations that are going to put you at undue risk, you know. You still have to get groceries, but do it smart, you know. Stay away from large groups of people. If you're going to catch it, it's more than likely going to be when you're going to the movie theater or going to a party around a bunch of people. Just avoid those things.
Yeah. What do you think about going to the grocery store when you're just getting in, put your stuff in? Yeah, you got to pass people up and you got to stand in line. But I don't go through the regular check stand. I go through the checkout. I mean, your self-checkout. I don't know about you, but I just go through self-checkout.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about it. You know, I still go play those fruit machines and stuff, but I'm not surrounded by a ton of people.
Yeah. The only time I'm surrounded is when I'm standing in line. That's pretty much about it.
And you gotta, you know, also base decisions on your own biology and history. Are you an individual that gets sick all the time, that gets several colds every year, or are you one of these individuals, such as myself, that hardly ever gets sick? I chalk it up to having a good immune system. Pretty sure I have a good immune system. Not saying COVID won't kill me. Of course, it absolutely could, or I won't catch it. But, you know, if I'm a sickly person, I'm going to not go out as much. I'm going to be super careful.
Right. You got to be very careful. Exactly. Especially, like you said, parties, you know, where you congregate with a lot of people. You don't want to do that, especially... you know, in one room, you know, being bad enough you're in the store. I mean, you're moving around. You're not just there all the time, but you're moving around. You get in, you get out, but you're not a couple hours or 3 hours on end with other people and stuff. Or you're with somebody, one person, and they go to the store, and that's it. You know, they're not congregating in different places, or they're going out and, you know, in a store, or, you know, that kind of thing. They're mingling always in the store and stuff. Yeah, I know a couple people. They have it delivered, their stuff delivered, and also one of them, who I'm not in contact with anymore by choice, but she literally washes everything, the packaging, even when they drop it off. She'll put Lysol on all the packages that are given to her in the delivery. So, you know, whether she's picking vegetables or she's picking up Lysol or whatever, she literally disinfects everything.
That to me is a little over the top, but, you know, if it makes you feel better, then go for it.
Yeah, and they're crazy. Yeah, you get people like that. It's just over the top. It's just OCD. You get to that point, you're going to catch it because you're so paranoid. That's what you're going to draw into yourself.
Yeah. If you spend that much thought on it, you're going to manifest it into your life.
Yep. Anything unusual happening with you? You just been staying home, kind of keeping it low key, kind of thing. You said.
Yeah, nothing unusual going on. Just enjoying life and hanging out, and not keeping up a whole lot on the paranormal. I kind of did watch a few episodes of Ghost Adventures and some other stuff.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I like that show. I understand. I believe all those shows are completely fake, but maybe, or at least partially fake, but they are entertainment. So, but other than that, not doing a whole lot. You know, I wake up at 6 in the morning. I go for a brisk walk to get my blood flowing, and then I lay in bed for the rest of the day watching TV, which is pretty glamorous life.
You don't lay in bed. You sit in bed. You sit on the couch, right? You don't lay in bed all day, do you?
Oh, no, I lay in bed all day. I'm one of those guys.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. No wonder you have back problems.
I know, right?
You got to move around and sit up and have good posture.
This laziness isn't going to last forever. You know, I'm eventually going to have to go back to work or get a job. Technically, I don't have a job, but... you know, I'm also not on unemployment either. But I'm going to enjoy this as long as I possibly can, and then I'll get back to it. And, you know, it is what it is.
Are you looking forward to going back to the hospital?
No, actually, I will not go back to that particular hospital. I'll have to find another job. It'll probably pay less, but I'm okay with that. You know, healthcare is just not a great. When I first got into healthcare, I thought it was going to be super awesome, super benefits, super pay. But it, honestly, it's just if you have anything to do with patient care or really any position in the health system, it's not worth the stress. I would rather honestly be pumping gas. It's too stressful. I mean, you can make mistakes that affect people's lives or kill them. I mean. It's just there's a lot of stress and there's a lot of pressure and there's a lot of urgency. And to me, you know, being in healthcare for almost 6 years, I'm kind of burned out on it. It's too much.
Yeah. Do you think people have a bad? Does it really? And I can't help but not think, but there are times where I think that it helps. It hurts the people how they're getting care too, huh? You know, when people are stressed out or they're not liking their job and that kind of thing, it can affect how people are being taken care of.
Yeah, I mean, people get burned out because they're overworked or underpaid. They're not happy. They're not treated well. A lot of people are just treated like sweatshop workers, you know.
Really?
It's just
wow.
The way it is. It affects patients, and everybody out there has their own personalities, and you deal with a lot of people that are, I mean, obviously, if you're in the hospital, you're not super happy. So,
yeah.
A lot of people, and a lot of mental illness, a lot of substance abuse, a lot of very old, cranky people. That being said, there I've met some fantastic people, patients that were amazing and a joy to be around. But there's also those people that just are not nice people. But and that's anywhere, of course, anywhere you work, there's always going to be people that aren't nice. I mean, but, you know, particularly in a hospital setting, people are not happy. I wouldn't be happy either to be admitted in a hospital.
Really?
Yeah. And so their care gets affected, of course. You have, you know, nursing staff that just get burned out from that, you know, burned out from just not nice people, burned out from working double shifts and, you know.
How come they get hired? Because they don't want to do that? Are they running on a skeleton crew? Is that why?
I thought the pandemic was going to cause an influx of people getting hired, and what I'm seeing is that people are getting laid off. I don't know. It's pretty crazy.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, you
wow.
would think. You would think they'd be dying for people, but you know, I know of people being laid off or having hours reduced and stuff like that. So that's the nature of it. I thought I was safe. I'm not safe.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So what's the budget? It's probably the hospital's budget too.
Yeah. I mean, they, you know, want to get rid of me who the reality is I'm a really critical component. And, you know, you just want to save some money and not accommodate my work restrictions because I have a bad back, which my bad back doesn't really affect anything. It doesn't affect my job, really. But they decide that they don't want to deal with that. And now that I'm gone, I was really a stopgap to prevent mistakes because I was the first person that because I knew what I'm doing and I'm good at my job and I would catch mistakes all the time. But they remove that, and now people are making mistakes. And ultimately, it just affects patient care.
And when you make a mistake, then what happens? How does that affect the results?
Yeah, normally I catch it, you know, wrong patients or wrong tests or just wrong anything, really. And I can usually catch it. Occasionally something will slip by, but I'm able to fix it before anything goes out. But if you don't have somebody like me that knows what they're doing and it's not caught by other people, then wrong results can go out. And the reality is, you know, 80% of a doctor's decision on treatment is based on laboratory results. So if wrong results go out, things can get missed or treated differently.
And misdiagnosed.
Yeah. So.
Wow, I don't even trust that. How do you know that you're going to be? Wow, that sucks. How do you prevent that as a patient? If you're doing blood work and they don't do it right, and then they misdiagnose you and say you got some kind of disease when you don't, then what?
And it's not that rare that happens. It's not all the time that those sort of things happen. These are occasional mistakes. The majority of the time, everything's awesome and accurate and stuff like that. But occasionally, something slips by.
Jeez.
So, but I mean, for the majority, you know, the vast majority of the time, everything operates like a well-oiled machine. But even one mistake is too much. I mean, there's always going to be mistakes. But if you can stop one significant mistake, then you know, that's worth it.
Yes, yes. Wow. So what happens if there is a mistake? Can you, as a patient, can you ask for another blood work drawn and see what happens? You know, like having a second opinion?
Usually the physicians catch that. So, for example, if somebody has a history of a blood test, so they have an idea of what the value should be, or say somebody had a blood test in the morning and then had a blood test in the afternoon and the value was completely different unexpectedly, then the doctors hopefully, and they usually do look at that and go, hey, this isn't right. This is way, way off. And then they'll reorder another blood draw just to verify it.
Oh, good, good, good.
Which is good, on the physician's part, that they do see that. And also, not only do they see that, the laboratory would question it as well. Say, this doesn't look right. This, you know, it's just completely night and day, you know. Laboratory staff, at least the laboratory staff that I've worked with, I mean, they're very good at their jobs, and they do notice stuff like that, so.
That's good. That's good. Yay. Wow.
But that's...
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, it's just crazy how, you know, things could be, you know, not everything is foolproof.
Yeah. Nothing's foolproof. There's, you know, mistakes do get made, and you know, it's like any other occupation. You can't be 100% all the time. All you try and do is the best job that you can do, and if you do make a mistake, you learn from your mistake so that you don't make it again. It really becomes a problem for an individual, an employee that makes the same mistake over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you really don't want. They expect you to make a mistake, but, you know, as long as you don't have a ton of them, kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez.
I've caught my own mistakes. There are a bunch of times I've almost made mistakes, but I'm so anal about what I do that, you know, I'm like, oh, I just almost did this or I almost did that, you know, because I'm constantly checking over and over again.
Jeez. Yeah, that's crazy. Well, I'm glad you're healthy, you know, better now than you were before.
Yeah. Things are just kind of, every day is kind of like a Groundhog Day.
Well, find the things that you like to do.
What I'd like to do is sell my house, buy an RV, and never work again, and travel the country, and just live out of a van. That's what I would like to do. But the reality
Seriously? Yeah. Wow, you can do that. How's your girlfriend going to do? Is she going to be okay with that?
Well, yeah, she'd come with me.
I know, but she'd be okay with that?
Yeah. Well, the problem is that's fun and great for a few years until you run out of money, and then what? And you got to have medical insurance. So that'd be great. Okay. You could just do it for a while, and then you're stuck. No, I just want to win millions of dollars, and then I can do it and not have to worry about it.
You're young. You're young, and you can do that for a short time.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, you can do that for a short time, and then you're probably, knowing you, you'll probably want something, you know, you want some place to go and settle or go back home.
Yeah, I want a ranch. That's what I want. Ultimately, I want a ranch and have horses and stuff, which would be super cool.
That'd be cool. Yeah, you'd be good with animals. You'd be good.
I just don't like how this whole thing about having to work the way we do. It seems like we're born to just work. You know, we have vacations, we have days off we look forward to. Probably the vast majority of people hate their jobs. You know, the whole 9-to-5 thing, it's like we're slaves in this system. And I understand we need products and this and that. People have to work. But this whole 5-day, 40-hour a day work week is just, I don't know. And I understand that people work multiple jobs. There's people that work 80 hours a week and they can barely pay their rent.
Yeah,
I just feel like a slave.
Yes.
I've been working since I was 17. Actually, I got my first job at 14. And I've been working nonstop since, and I'm just burned out. I'm burned out on it all.
Gosh. Yeah, you got to figure out where you want to go, you know, what you want to do. And you already got an idea. You want to travel a little bit for a couple of years just so that, you know, you can see how the world is and things like that.
Well, one day. Hopefully I won't be 90 years old when that becomes a possibility. Although the way I feel now physically, I don't think I'll make it to 90.
But, yeah. Yeah, you should be able to do that. You can rent your house out.
I thought about that too, but that
mm-hmm.
has a whole host of other issues. You know, you hope that the people don't trash your place, or you hope they actually pay you, because it's so hard to get people out of homes nowadays. I'll tell you something else that's pissing me off. That it's nothing that's affected me directly, but I've been watching these news stories about squatters.
Oh, yeah.
And it's near impossible to get these people out. So somebody goes on vacation, comes back, somebody's moved into their house and changed the locks. You can't just call the police and they won't kick them out. There's this whole tenant thing. Even though they're there legally, it doesn't matter. It can take months, maybe even years, to get people kicked out of your own house. And that just, I find that those people that do that are the lowest forms of life, and it drives me up the wall that people have the gall to occupy somebody else's residence. And I was watching one yesterday where some guy had a family emergency. He had to be out for an extended period of time. Somebody moved in, or more than one people moved in, and they were near impossible to get kicked out of the house. So the guy that moved into this house, the squatter, ended up going to jail for something. And what did he do? He filed a $40,000 lawsuit on the homeowner.
No kidding.
And won because he suffered emotional distress of getting kicked out
and
of the house he was squatting in. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's being retried because this guy, the squatter, apparently falsified some of the court documents. So in the end, it'll probably get resolved. But these are the kind of people that are out there, and it drives me batshit crazy that people basically have their homes stolen. There was another one, just to get me even more riled up than I already am, was this lady. This lady has a couple young children, so she hires a nanny, right? And it works out great at first. You know, the nanny basically was being the nanny for them so she could have room and board. Well, the nanny just stops working and ends up, and they can't get rid of them.
Wow. Yeah,
and
that's
so
what my husband.
She's occupying the house for months. And you know, the legal system is so backed up, and COVID's making it worse, that people aren't really hearing many cases, and it's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's another pet peeve of mine, squatters. I hate them. I can keep going, too, because I've had so much time on my hands, things that get me riled up more and more. I mean, the other one that's getting me riled, actually, you know, before I talk about that, we do have a caller. They may just be listening, but let's see if they have something to add on squatters or something. Hold on. Hey, caller, you're live on Paranormal Horizons. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
Washington State.
Oh, good. Welcome to Paranormal Horizons, and thank you for listening to us.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Go ahead.
Oh, do you have a question or comment or?
Well, I was just calling to see if you guys could Okay, so I just lost a man that I was taking care of just recently, and I found him in his bed, and he had passed away, and he was unrecognizable, and I'm just wondering if there's, if you could tell me anything about him, and if what would happen with him.
I don't know, Sherry, can you talk about that at all?
So you took care of this man, you were caregiving with this person?
I was trying to, but there's been a lot of interventions in between all that, trying to prevent me from doing that.
Uh-huh.
And so
uh-huh.
I believe it has been a contributing factor to his death, because of all of the circumstances.
I just want to do one quick question reading. Is that why? Is that what you're asking? Because I don't mind reading, but I just, what is the first name?
His first name is Eugene.
What?
His name is Eugene. Eugene.
Okay, Eugene.
Gino, yeah.
So there's some things going on. He was not a very well person. Is that correct? I just want you to validate what I'm getting. Okay.
Yes.
So there's some issues going on. He has some kidney issues. I'm a medical medium. Okay, I'm not only a psychic medium, but a medical medium. He had some heart issues. He had some kidney issues. Had some difficulty in breathing, but also he had problems in circulation. I'm seeing right now he had some circulation issues. Very proud person. Doesn't tell you want to go. He's a very proud person. Doesn't want to tell you if he's really sick. He's not one of these kind where he's, poor me, kind of thing. He'll just tough it out. Very, very loving, but he's a very tough guy. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So the thing is that he wanted to go fast. And I'm going to tell you this as a psychic medium that he wanted to go fast. He didn't want to suffer. He had a lot of ailments, and I'm going to say that I don't know why, but he missed his wife. There's something about missing his wife. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, he missed having somebody there for him.
So he did he have a wife? Because I feel like there's a wife, and she passed on, or somehow she passed on, whether they were together or they were separated. But I feel like the wife passed on. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
That's all I need to know. So when the wife passed on, he's been always lonely. He's just not a day that he goes forth that he wants to be with her. I'm going to tell you this. He is now with her on the other side. He's just
okay,
no longer
good. Okay.
So you... And I'm sorry, what is your first name, if you don't mind me asking? I'm sorry, I don't mean to be so, be rude or anything. What is your first name?
My name is Mindy.
Mindy, okay. So why am I feeling like the first thing I see, you were you're a caregiver, okay, and you love people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you stick up for justice. I think that somebody, and I don't know why, but I'm feeling like Eugene, whether it was through the insurance company, whether it's the caregiver, not particularly you, but something was going on that he got taken advantage of. Does that make any sense?
By whom? By whom is that?
What?
Who? What do you mean he got taken advantage of? By whom?
I'm saying that either the insurance company or something happened where he's not getting the benefits that he needed and he was not getting the care that he needed. Something happened where people were taking advantage of him. I'm not saying it was you. No way, shape, or form. I am not.
No, that's not my intention with him. No, no.
No. That had nothing to do. Has either family member or insurance company, something in that matter that was not taken care of and he didn't have the care that he needed.
He got into an accident. He got broadsided by a person and he broke his neck and there was not really much justice that came of that. He ended up losing his house and people stole from him. I mean, he was just very wronged.
I need to know. That's what I'm getting. So that he got screwed over. It was something legally or something with the or something with the insurance company or something that I'm getting right off the hand. Okay.
Well, and here's the deal. I asked the funeral home because he didn't have a next of kin, and I told him that he did not want to be cremated. I said that he wanted a proper burial because he was a veteran, and there's benefits for that. And so I told them specifically not to cremate him, that he needed to be buried, and they went ahead and cremated him. I'm just so mad about the whole thing because he specifically asked me.
You want
and they went
the
against
truth?
What I asked them.
You don't want
What's
you
that?
To, the thing right now is he is at peace. He,
yes,
right
that,
now,
that's...
I'm going to tell you, he's at peace. He doesn't care. He's now
okay.
at peace. He's no longer suffering.
Okay. That makes me feel so much better because I was so mad.
Yeah, you have a...
Okay.
Of course. You want to make sure that he gets what he deserves. And, you know,
yeah.
you had... Well, don't blame yourself. He is where he needs to be. He goes, I don't care, even though I wanted to say certain things, now that my body is disposed of, my soul lives on. My soul
yeah.
lives on, and it doesn't matter at this point. And he wants to tell you, he said, thank you for being there when he needed people, whoever he needed at the most. You were there.
I wish I could have been there more. I feel so bad.
Family was there, too. Does he have a daughter? There's a daughter. I feel like the daughter was there, too.
I'm the daughter. Well, I mean, I'm pretty... He's pretty much my dad. Like, he was a second dad to me. Like, really, I mean...
Okay.
Just the sweetest
okay.
man. I mean, I just wanted to
very
be there
loving.
More for him, but...
Yeah, very loving soul. Very. I mean, it's the kind of person that you would sit and you would not feel. You would just really feel nurtured and wise. He's not
yes.
too much of a word, but, you know, when he spoke and he felt comfortable, he could talk to you and very, not chatty, but he was very, very, you know, outgoing. You know what I mean? But he just had, he was just a man of words, you know. He was very wise, just very, very wise.
Yes.
Definitely.
I feel so bad, too, because the last time I saw him alive, he just wanted to sit and talk with me and kick around a bit, you know, like we used to, but I was so tired because I'm not even supposed to be at his house, but I feel like I should have stayed because he just wanted to talk, and I was so tired.
Until
okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. No. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh, girl. Oh, my gosh. I just want to let you know he's at peace. And when you think
okay.
of him, he's with you. He is with you in spirit. He is with you.
Okay.
And he just, you know, he just loves you. He loves you. And the reason why you, you know, you've thought about him is because you care about him. I think that, honestly, I feel in a way that, you know, just by seeing him, and I'm going to say this, in a way he's more like your dad than your biological father.
Absolutely, he is.
So that's what
he really is.
Soul relationship.
He really was, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, the soul relationship is more connected with you and him than your biological father. Your biological
Absolutely.
He could care less, and he was only there when he needed something. That's pretty much about it. There's some abandonment issues that I'm reading also, too, with the father, the biological father. So, and the
yeah.
mother's into things. That's what I'm getting, too. The mother's into her own thing, and she wasn't really engaged with you, too.
Yeah, no, no.
Exactly. She was not there. I mean, she was there physically, but not emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. She was doing her own thing, and she were very... very much into her own, she's very very selfish in her own little way. I'm not trying to be that way, but once I open up that door, I say it the way it is. I don't pull no punches.
Yeah, no, I, that's the only way I understand things anyway. I can't read between the lines, so thank you for that.
So I hope that the information gave to you, that it gave you some validation, and I was correct in what I'm seeing as I'm opening that door, that he is now with his wife. He loves her.
Good.
They had such a beautiful relationship.
Oh.
And he just missed her, and he is now
I'm
with
so
her.
I'm so glad. That makes me feel that makes me feel so much better. I'm so glad that that's because he wasn't happy here, and I couldn't be there for him. But you know, the way that he needed, you know.
That's okay. And he, I think, honestly, I think in a way he's waiting for, this is going on. He was not a day that, like I said earlier, it's not a day that he didn't think about her and wanting to cross over and be with her.
Yeah, I'm so happy. That makes me feel so much better.
And I almost feel like he was the caregiver of her. He took care of her.
Yeah, he is a caregiver. Man has done so many miraculous things for me. Just he was a wonderful, wonderful person.
Yeah, he's always making sure that everybody else is taken care of, whether it's financially. Hey, can
Before
I help
himself.
You? Thing, or he'll buy you groceries, or do you have enough money? Do you have enough food? This is what I see. Do you have enough money? Do you have enough food? Are you okay? That kind of thing. Very nurturing.
Yeah,
very,
that's him.
Very caring, very loving. Very, very loving. I don't know why, but I see him playing with his teeth. So I don't know, but he had dentures, and I
yeah.
see him always playing with his teeth, and he's kind of knocking his teeth together, you know, like playing because he says, God, the poly grip never stuck, so I'm trying to play with my teeth.
No, there was a time where his dentures didn't fit him and he couldn't get them done at the VA, so I'm a dental assistant, and so I tried to help him with his dentures, but they were always so bulky in his mouth, so I mean, he'd try so hard to, you know, put them in, and I'm like, you know, it's okay, like, he wouldn't let me, anyway, it was kind of a funny thing, because I said I'd fix him, and I couldn't get he wouldn't allow me to finish fixing them. He didn't trust me, I don't think.
That's exactly what he shows me, and this is kind of like a humorous thing. He says that, and it wasn't my fault, but he tried to fit it, and it's like the poly didn't stick or whatever, and the teeth kept on clacking, you know, kind of getting loose. And I don't know. That's about the image I see. Tell me if that's right, but he went through that phase until he got that taken care of.
Yes, he did. Yes, that was, yes, you're right on 100%. That's so funny. Oh, boy.
So anyway, but yeah, that's it's.
Oh
yeah.
Boy,
it's all good. Hey, check me out.
Well,
I feel
peace. I feel peace now. I was really really upset about things, and just you know the way I saw him, I don't want to remember him like that. It was traumatic for me to see how he is. You know, and I never see nothing like that. I didn't know if something, I just didn't know what the heck happened. And he's not here to ask, you know, so it's like, what happened?
I'm going to tell you how he tells you when I see this, is that when he's close to you, you know, when you give him a hug or something, he'll pat you on the back. He'll pat you on the back. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. And that's how he does that. He'll pat you on the back.
Yeah.
So,
but he did give me a hug the last day I saw him. He did stand up and give me a hug. He just made it. It was so hard for him to get over to where I was at, but he finally made it, and he just gave me a hug.
Oh my gosh. Memories. Oh my gosh. You know what you can do is talk to him and just know that he knows that you love him. And, you know, oh my gosh! Don't feel bad. You did. Things happen for a reason, and the fact is that you can still remember him and have good times, and makes you cry and everything. That really, I think to me that is, he's really thrilled. He's absolutely thrilled. Absolutely.
I'm just glad he's happy and he's okay where he's at.
He
I was
is.
Feeling unrested
Very.
By things, and it's just really been hard for me because I miss him, and I'm never going to talk to him again, here.
Okay.
And I just wish I could have gone back. You know, I wish I could have gone back if I would have known that was going to be, I would have stayed all night long and talked to him.
That's okay. I've done that, too. That would happen with me and my dad. I wish I could talk to my dad. Yeah, but I knew something was wrong. But anyway, yeah, call me anytime. You know how to get a hold of me. Go under Facebook. If you're under Facebook, go under Psychic Medium Sherry, C-H-E-R-I, and you can reach me.
C-H-E-R-I, okay.
It's Psychic Medium Sherry, and you'll see
Psychic
me.
Medium Sherry.
Yeah, C-H-E-R-I. Yeah, you can go there and like my page and give me a thumbs up or whatever, and you can get a hold of
yes.
me in that place there. So you'll see me. It's a yin and yang. The cover photo is a yin and yang. It's a balance of yin and yang, the yin and yang symbol. And you'll see me
okay.
with a coral shirt and my head's tilted and smiling. That's me. It's Psychic Medium
okay.
Sherry. Okay. So hang in there. And I hope it brings some validation that you know that he came forth and spirit is coming through to, you know, help you with maybe having some comfort and possible help you in your healing process of remembering him.
Okay. Thank you
okay.
so much. I feel a lot better about things.
You're very, very welcome.
Yeah,
yeah
thank
and,
you. God bless you so much. Thank you.
You too. You too. And just remember he's left some handkerchiefs in the drawer. He's left some handkerchiefs in the drawer. So that's,
okay.
that's my conclusion. He shows me handkerchiefs that are left in his drawer. So,
okay.
Hey, girl, and I hope that the reading gave you some validation to know that he came through.
Yes, thank you so much. All right.
Okay,
awesome, thank you.
Okay, love you.
All right,
bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, wow.
Great reading.
I didn't expect a call. Hey, Jason. I didn't expect a call. So
yeah.
here you are watching me in action, right? I just kind of improv, boom. I have to open up the door and see, okay, what's going on here?
The sign of a true psychic. You can just turn it on like a light switch.
Yeah, psychic and mediumship. Yeah, I did mediumship, kept tapping into that soul of that person, and I can hear, feel, and see them, and all kinds of little different things. So, yeah, that's tough. He's crying and everything. Wow. When people do that, I just want to go and give them a hug. That's what I want to do. I just want to give them a hug because I know what it's like, you know, to lose your loved ones that you love about. It's not about blood. It's about the soul. I tell people, just because you gave birth to them or they're your father, their mother, doesn't mean they're in your soul group. Absolutely. It's all about soul connection.
I totally agree. You're a braver person than I. I have no interest in being psychic and talking to the dead. And
Well, being psychic sometimes can be a curse. It is a blessing, but also a curse. It's a blessing because I can help people and guide them and see things, you know, past, present, and future, but it also can be a curse because... And it's not because I can't turn it on and off. I do. I willingly turn it on and off at will. Boom, right at just a snap of a button. But what I'm saying is it's a curse is because when I see the bad, sometimes I see the real bad. Okay, that's why it's a curse.
Well, and, you know, I'm looking at the clock here. It looks like we're just about out of time. I'm going to get me some...
That kind of milked a little bit of time, huh?
Yeah, that was great. Great reading. And, unless you have anything else, Sherry, we'll see everybody next Sunday, 7 p.m. West Coast time.
Oh, nothing else. I'm going to get to work. After I get done, I'm in a half an hour, I'm back to work for two and a half hours. So, yeah, I'm going to get back to work and doing my Chinese medicine. Anybody who wants to get a hold of me, go ahead, get a hold of me on Psychic Medium Sherry at C-H-E-R-I. And you can also get a hold of me on my website, which needs to be updated. I'm not a computer person, but it's updated as I try and get help. www.psychicmediumsherry@cheri.weebly.com. And I have a tiny URL, I don't know, it's tinyurl.sherrywebb.web or .com or something. So that's kind of the abbreviated bit version of my website. But, yeah, hit me up. I do Chinese medicine. That's where my basis of everything I do, but I'm also a psychic and a medium.
And while you're at it, give us a like on Facebook of Paranormal Horizons. Join the other 50 or 60,000 people. And hopefully one of these days we can reach our Facebook glory that we used to have, reaching millions of people every week. Hopefully,
yeah.
I don't know what happened there. Could
maybe
die.
I'm just getting too big. They don't like us getting... We were getting...
Yeah, well, literally reaching millions of people a week now.
We are literally getting too big. Exactly. Okay, well, we'll do next week.
All right. Good night, everyone. Hope you have a safe and fantastic week. We'll see everybody next Sunday, 7 p.m. West Coast time. Good night, everyone.
Yes. Take care. Love everybody. Hey, peace.